This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Joe Barry is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Born in Alabama, he was a product of the Great Depression years and writes of a modern-day pioneer who was considered by many to be a radical.
Norman Thomas. One may like or dislike what the man stood for, but most everyone will admire his determined effort to bring changes to the United States, a country he truly loved. In many ways, Norman Thomas was a modern-day pioneer. Six times, beginning in 1932, he ran for the presidency and never came close to getting a single electoral vote. Yet he never surrendered his idealism or made apology for his leadership of the Socialist Party. The planks of his political platform included such things as unemployment insurance, minimum wage laws, slum clearance, low-cost housing, health insurance for the aged, abolition of child labor, civil liberties, civil rights for Negroes, and old age pensions. Today, those things sound familiar. When Thomas sought the presidency, most considered them radical. Thomas, son and grandson of Presbyterian ministers, graduate of Princeton, he was class valedictorian, was considered by most a radical. More than once, he had his head bloodied by speaking out for the black sharecroppers in Mississippi and against corrupt political machines in the cities. Twice in one day, he defied Frank Haig, corrupt mayor of Jersey City. Twice that day, his head was bloodied, and he was carried across the Hudson River and ordered never to return. He came back in a nonviolent way for more. He was equally hated and feared by the communist and the capitalist. He campaigned against war and our use of atomic weapons and was willing to confront violence by joining any peaceful picket line that supported the things he believed in. Many of the things that Thomas fought and bled for are accepted as a way of life today. His last race for the presidency was in 1948. He received only a handful of votes. He died in his sleep 20 years later, but not before a reporter asked him what he considered his achievements to be. He answered, "I suppose it is an achievement to live my years and feel that one has kept the faith and tried to be able to sleep at night with reasonable satisfaction. To have had a part in some things that have been accomplished in the field of civil liberties and better race relations, that's the kind of achievement that I have to my credit. As the world counts credit, I have not got much." When he died, prominent Americans from all walks of life issued shining tributes to him. All agreed that he kept the faith and tried to live by his honorable convictions. Possibly he was entitled to more credit than he believed. It depends on who counts the votes.
Joe Barry in the Sundial Writer's Corner. He spent some 40 years as a trial lawyer in Huntsville. You can find this and other commentaries every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also find the Sundial Writer's Corner on our website at wlrh.org. Just look under Programs.